Now, the Iraqi army, backed by volunteer forces, has managed to liberate the strategic bridge of Karma, northeast of the city of Fallujah in Anbar province. Nearly a dozen ISIL terrorists have been killed during the operation. Several other areas have been recaptured from Takfiri terrorists in the city of Tikrit in Salahuddin province, including the town of Alam. This is the biggest offensive operation yet by the Iraqi army against ISIL terrorists. Let's go to Baghdad and talk to Press TV's Rashan Saglama, correspondent on the ground there. Rashan, just how far have the Takfiri terrorists been pushed back?
Yes, actually very far. Now we know, you know, that we just came from the southern axis of the operations of Tikrit, and we are heading to the eastern one. This operation is very big, as you said, and it is going on five different axes. Now we've witnessed on the ground the advances of the Iraqi army in the southern axis. Now the advances are going slowly. However, they are going steady and they're significant. The Iraqi forces are taking ground every few hours. However, they are keeping the ground. They are approaching to the entrances of Tikrit. Now, the area that the army reached it from the southern axis is the area of Sur Shanaz, as the army was able a few hours ago to repel an attack of ISIL on the city. Now the army is still going forward with its operations from the southern axis. From the western axis, it was able to reach the area of Ujail, and it is still keeping the ground over there and is still trying to advance further towards the area of Al-Alam. In the eastern area, it was able to keep the ground in the Hamrin Mountains, and it is also still advancing. Now, in the area of Al-Alam, the Iraqi army forces were able to dismantle four trucks loaded with explosive devices at the southern entrance of Tikrit, and it was able to liberate the areas of Abu Shawarib, the area of Abu al-Hassan, and also the Fdeli area in Tikrit. The ISIL militants were trying to set back the advances of the army and by setting fire into houses and putting explosive devices at the roads where the army is advancing. It was also able to set the fire on the oil field, on an oil field east of Tikrit, to stop the advances of the army. Now, these are the information that we have up till now. We are going to head east towards the eastern axis of operations, and we, of course, we will keep you posted with the developments over there. It is the biggest axis for operations that is taking place right now, and it is the axis that will lead to Fatha area, and from Fatha area the operations or the attack towards Tikrit is going to take place.
And very briefly, Rashan, how much cooperation is the Iraqi army receiving from local tribesmen and volunteers?
Well, we've met local tribesmen that are cooperating with the Iraqi army. We've met with local citizens that are living in the areas that the army is liberating. Whenever we enter an area with the army, we see some of the tribesmen that were already trying to fight ISIL. However, they did not have the maybe equipment, they did not have the courage to. But when the army enters this area, the tribes automatically say that we are with you, we are going to fight with you, we are going to stay in our areas, take our weapons and fight ISIL and prevent ISIL from taking our areas again. So the tribes are ready to fight with the Iraqi army. That some of them are already fighting with the Iraqi army, and some of the tribes did not stand on just preventing ISIL from coming back to their towns. They also went further with the Iraqi army to liberate other towns towns that are forward or after their towns. So they went forward with the Iraqi army. They're trying now to liberate other areas. So the cooperation between the Iraqi tribesmen, Iraqi volunteers, and Iraqi army is what is making this operation a success. This combination between the three of those is making this operation successful, is making the operation go as planned, and it is making the operation go fast.
All right, Press News, Rashan Saglam reporting from Baghdad. Thanks, Rashan.